If you only knew the power of the dark side.
Ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up. This week, I've got Dalton.
Yo.
Shannon.
Shut the fuck up, Steven. Moment of silence means keep your fucking mouth shut.
Steven did fail miserably during the moment of silence. You guys won't get to hear it because I'm going to delete the shit out
like,
of it.
Like 8 months we've been doing this. You'd think people would get their fucking lives. Oh, my God.
Can we please keep it?
Well, so Shannon stepped out of the podcast. We do have Steven, and unfortunately Ethan's not here to sub in for Shannon.
I'm back.
All right.
I'll be good.
And we got Billy and Allie in the peanut gallery this evening.
Billy could cover.
Yeah.
He's been dying to get on this show.
Has he?
No, he's shaking his head. No.
He's very not wanting to be on the show.
And Steven's here. You mentioned that already, but then I knocked my microphone over.
That's true, I did.
Hi, Steven.
Hello.
Now, Steven's going to be all, like, meek and quiet because you scared him.
So every week,
I try to chip in once in a while.
We should let him play Battlefront while he's on the show.
Fuck no.
That way he gets real excited.
I don't think it's the kind of excitement we want on the show.
He's like that little cursing chicken from Looney Tunes.
Did you have to say that while I was drinking?
Isn't that the chicken hawk, like the one that's he's always trying to kill Foghorn Leghorn?
Yeah.
Who's the biggest chicken in existence?
Well, other than Zach.
I don't know if Dalton's going to make it through this show. He can't stop laughing. All right,
just don't fall asleep around me.
No.
No, let's just leave that. Let's leave that back at Tanner's Giving.
I didn't drink anything that you handed me.
Enjoy that Fallout, dickbag. Touch it.
Oh dear. All right. So anyway, today we're going to talk about a couple of pretty big nerdy things have happened. One in particular we're going to get to towards the end of the show, but we're going to start with Battlefront.
Yeah.
Huh. Because that's the game that all of us here at the table have actually been playing the shit out of in the last few days.
I'm the highest level.
Yes,
what
you are.
What rank are you?
I'm 23.
No, I'm catching up.
I'm almost a 24.
I'm a 21. Damn. I caught up to you almost.
You can go into bars now.
Yay!
You can't.
He pointed to his girlfriend there.
Well, Lindsay's not going to listen to the show now. Thanks, Jesse.
Sorry, Lindsay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, let's move on.
Samsung.
Dalton and Steven have also been playing. Just, I guess, not as much as me and Shannon.
Well, to be fair, everyone played on my account.
Yeah, no, I've played a lot. I played a lot on his account.
And did well on my
Didn't
account.
Did you only play, like, that one night, like, four or five matches?
No, I played, like, a couple hours, because in the, like, before my recital that Tuesday, I was playing, because I didn't have my PlayStation
yet. Okay.
I wanted to cheer him up before this big moment, so, you know.
I love how you said it took you about three games to get to level two.
No, three. It was level three.
Level three?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Jesse got it like within
It was one the first match. Game. Shut up. I was there. I was mad. I threw my phone. He was there.
It happened. We all saw it.
I wasn't there, but I heard tales.
Yeah, Dalton doesn't like that I was immediately better at the game than him.
Well, that takes me back to Black Ops. When we first started playing it, and it took us two, three games to get to like level three or four. And then Kevin's first match, he got like level six.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to play anymore.
Yeah.
I don't like when people are better than me at things. I quit almost instantly.
Especially people like Kevin. And he is listening to the show, so you know he's laughing right now. But no, back in the day, playing Call of Duty with Kevin was just... The man was insane.
Yeah.
He never stayed one life with the same gun. He would end up just picking up random guns as he was walking around because he was afraid he would run out of ammo with the gun he started with.
And he never stood still.
No.
He was constantly up, down, left, right. He was twitching all the time.
Just jumping, moving.
Yeah.
It's like his character was on speed.
like a coked up werewolf.
Yeah.
when I play, I just stand in one spot and aim. and hope for the best.
And we did get pretty good at Black Ops.
Oh, we were great. Yeah,
but yeah, no.
Are we great at Star Wars?
We're mediocre to good.
I mean, today I went top. I think all three games we played. Well, no, we played five or six. I know I went top at least three or four.
Yeah, you went top. You went top a couple games. You're
pretty happy.
Good day. Good day.
Yeah.
Like, I went positive in most games, but I typically was not top. But
the only reason I really quit is because Justin Mauser came in.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah, and I was like, nah, no.
Nope, because he's just going to talk to you about it.
He tried.
Time.
He asked, why does this game look better than when I saw it before? I saw someone playing it the other day. It didn't look as good. And I wanted to go, same game, same graphics.
They should call it Storyfront.
He just likes his Halo 5. You can let him stick on that. You know, he's unnaturally good. Like he's
no prophet like Fonzie was with Destiny.
No. A prophet told him that he was going to be supernaturally gifted.
It's true.
He was pro before the game ever came out.
Oh yeah.
But then once the game came out, he didn't want it anymore. Unrelated.
No. The beta.
Oh, the beta broke.
Yeah, the when he canceled his pre-order. Because he came in to play it, because he actually pre-ordered the Destiny system, and he was going to pick it up, and he had been adding money to it, and like he'd been putting trades into it. He was serious about like he was going to be a Destiny super pro.
He was going to be like one of the top ranked players in the world.
Yeah, and then the beta came out, and
he got riggedy wrecked. Pre-order.
Yeah. So anyway, which is probably good because there's no MLG scene for Destiny. It's like. It's too hard to recreate your character in that kind of a scenario.
It's also not as much fun as Star Wars.
No.
Steve is going to disagree with me on that, probably.
In some aspects.
I love the variety for Star Wars.
There is a lot of...
A lot of modes.
We can go back on track here. There's a lot of lot of different ways to play Star Wars. And there's a lot of different ways to play Destiny, too.
Yeah, you can pick the guns everybody else uses, or lose.
Well, I mean, to be fair...
Everybody uses Star Wars anyway. Yeah,
yeah. I was about to say, how many times have you been killed by anything but a DL-44 or an EE-3?
I'm always the guy that runs into the shotgun. Like, it doesn't matter. The shotgun's worthless. If it's from me to Billy there, you know, 10 feet, it's worthless. I always run into the guy with the shotgun, and it's always point blank. Because you can't switch weapons.
No.
You have one primary weapon, no secondary. So you're stuck with that shotgun the entire time. I manage to get killed every time by the shotgun.
Not if you're me. If you're me, you get to change your gun every other second because I die so much and I get a loadout every time.
I truly believe one day we were playing and I looked over and Dalton was like 8 and 40.
Yeah, no, that was the time I played Walker Assault with Hunter. I went 16 and 51.
Oh my goodness.
We won.
That's what's important.
Are you still with Brittany?
Yeah.
Does she know? Oh, she just found out.
Yep, she just found out how pitiful you are at Star Wars.
Who wants to be with a loser like that?
She's known for a while, guys.
And she's still stuck with her with you?
I think I'm a Jedi.
She's a saint. Wow. Well, clearly you're not.
They don't have blasters, sir.
I would.
Or
Duché.
We just figured out we're all... Never mind.
Where's your lightsaber at?
It's right here. This
yeah,
area.
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
He's pointing at his Death Star.
That's the best compliment Dalton's ever received his entire life.
It blows up too soon. It should last all three movies.
Hey, I mean, you get two uses out of one trilogy.
All you got a point.
All it takes is one thing to go up the rear pipe and he explodes, if you know what I mean. Sorry,
I really
Billy.
Like how far this has gone. It's just beautiful. So anyway, Star Wars, Battlefront, lots of fun. Oh. The main reason I want to talk about it, EA announced a couple days ago that they are doing, you know, the free DLC upcoming.
Yeah.
That's actually supposed to tie the original trilogy and the new movie.
Yeah.
They also announced a couple days ago that there's going to be even more free content hit for everybody before the season pass hits.
Are they putting in more guns at any point?
Not that I have seen. But I don't know. Like I imagine in the free content packs, or at least during the season pass, whenever they add new content, they're probably going to throw in new guns.
I can't even really imagine what guns they put in. I mean, this is not like Call of Duty where you can put in 30 different guns and just, you know, here's guns from history.
Yeah.
Because Star Wars has a specific number of weapons in their lore, really.
Right.
You know, so it's really it's going to be really hard. They could put the bowcaster in, but they already put it in as a...
As a trait.
As a trait. Yeah, yeah or not trait.
Or a card.
Card, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, you know, what's going on?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that they could do many more weapons, but I don't really think they need to. The weapons are pretty diverse. I would like some balancing to the weapons.
Or
to
make like mods.
Yes, please.
Like, let us mod the weapons. Put scopes on them. Stuff like that.
That'd
you know?
Be cool. Well, I'd just like skins for the weapons. I think that would be fun. Like, stuff that you could just find. that don't mean anything to it, but just kind of add a little bit of personalization to it. Like the Call of Duty, you know, you have the weapon skins for getting certain achievements.
No.
Why?
I don't want to play Star Wars and see a guy running around with a fucking blaster covered in pot leaves.
Okay, it doesn't have to be pot leaves.
I swear to Christ, that's when I trade in Star Wars.
Yeah, I don't know why Call of Duty did that, but it is really annoying.
You know what they need to do? More customization for the armor.
The characters themselves?
In the Stormtroopers could have, like, green armor for freaking Endor.
Why do we have to wear white on Endor?
I don't know.
And Rebels get green and brown.
Yeah.
The Rebels are good, no matter what. There are troopers in Star Wars that have green armor.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, you see them in, like, even in Episode 3. Mm-hmm. Like, you have the ones that are with Yoda on
Kashyyyk.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then if you go to Return of the Jedi, where they just storm Endor in their fucking white Stormtrooper armor.
Right.
And then get beat by a bunch of fucking Care Bears. I can see why that would be a good idea.
Because you could see them from everywhere. Because they have the stark, white, beautiful
uniforms. Is no Stormtrooper looking at himself and then looking around going, this might be a bad idea.
Because they're the Empire.
They're just little forest creatures. What can they do?
Well, they didn't know about the forest creatures. They didn't know they were there.
Fuck. The Ewoks did to Star Wars what Slimer did to the real Ghostbusters. They just kind of... Because they had an Ewoks cartoon.
Yeah.
And it was god-awful.
Yes.
So I don't want...
Yeah. I don't know. I don't...
I'm having chest pains.
I like the Ewoks. I've never gotten the hate for them, but...
I don't hate them.
Yeah, I don't know. You seem to hate them a little bit.
You hate them a little bit.
I don't hate Zach.
He hates the situation of...
I hate that the Ewoks beat the Empire. They arrived on that planet with chicken walkers and, according to Battlefront, AT-ATs. And they got beat by a bunch of Muppets.
To be fair, the Empire didn't know about the Ewoks.
See, their best weapon
are sticks and stones.
I don't get that argument because they set up a base there for their Death Star.
Also,
they've been there for a little bit.
Also,
they should
the
have
Empire.
Found something by now.
I mean, they didn't explore. They set up the shield for the Death
Star.
Why
wouldn't you explore?
Why would you not see huts in the trees and go, Vader, I wonder what that's for?
Vader doesn't seem like the kind of boss that lets you have free time. I'm going to throw that out there. He's probably plant this goddamn base. Don't look around. Just keep wearing white.
Make sure everything's going good.
Or maybe they just saw that they're a primitive species and they're not really going to fuck with us.
That's what we did. Yeah, when we did that with the Indians, we put them on reservations and, took their land. The Empire just kind of went, this won't come back to haunt us. Custer said the same thing.
But it was setting up a trap. Like, the whole thing was a trap for the rebels.
That's a trap. God damn it. I knew you were going to do that. I knew it was going to be you.
Yeah, the whole thing was a trap, so it's not like they needed that planet for very long.
His name was Admiral Akbar.
Yes, it was.
Oh, man, the robot chicken.
Goddamn Muslim fish.
He was allowed in America.
He was a squid.
He was a, what were they called, Mon Calamari?
Yeah, Mon Calamari.
Yeah.
Calamari. I love calamari.
Those things freak me out.
That was another robot chicken sketch.
He freaked me out in Return of the Jedi. Every time I saw him, I was like, ugh.
Yeah, the eyes were really weird. Yeah. Because they used big glass marbles. Oh, it was trippy looking.
At least it wasn't CG.
That's true. Yeah. At least they didn't go back and CG it.
God. Not yet, at least.
No. Please, no, never.
Her family, actually, if what they say is true, and they're not liars, has the original VHSs. Of the original trilogy without the alterations. Han shoots, Greedo does not. Anakin's still an old man in the end. I would like to see those again because I haven't seen the original movies in, 20 years?
Yeah, I mean, I know my dad had them years and years ago. I have no idea where they would be now.
I had a VHS box set for them, but then the DVDs came out and I was like, don't need these anymore and threw it in a fire. As most of my childhood.
I had lost the VHSs long ago, and they released the DVD ones. I was like, oh, cool, I'll get the DVD ones. And then I saw Hayden Christensen at the end. I'm like, no, wait a minute. I see the Jabba scene. I'm like, that doesn't look right.
I can't help but think, when I think of Star Wars and Darth Vader, I can't not think of It's Always Sunny, where they're talking about blackface. And they're like, look at James Earl Jones. He's doing it right. James Earl Jones has a blackface. He's a black man. No, he's not. He was Darth Vader. Well, Vader was black. No, he's not. He pulls the helmet off at the end. He's white.
That was a great bit. It's one of
thank
one
you,
of my,
thank you.
It was one of my favorites from It's Always Sunny, the Lethal Weapon series. So
many
good.
Of them.
Yeah, a lot of yeah. Most of It's Always Sunny is pretty great. But either way, for those of you that haven't already tuned out, Battlefront.
Why would they?
I don't know.
Kids love squalor.
That's probably true. Either way. Battlefront, it's actually a really good game, and you all should check it out, despite all the hate that it's getting on the internet.
And I don't understand that.
Did you guys see CJ's post about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he made a big, like, two-paragraph. You could have just been like, love Battlefront.
Wait, hold on. did he say he loves Battlefront?
Yeah.
Because all right, CJ, if you're listening to this, I don't mean to put you on blast, but CJ was the guy who kept talking about he will never buy the game because of EA's shitty business practice when it comes to DLC and stuff like that. Then he bought the game.
Well, to be fair, we were talking about it on when we were having Star Wars Day here at the store. It was just me and him in the store, and he was asking me about it because I was just playing that. And I told him, like, EA has actually really cleaned up their act a whole lot over the last couple of years. You know, they got a new CEO after they were voted, like, worst company in America the second year in a row.
Yeah.
So they got a new CEO, and they really started to clean shit up. They got rid of the online pass bullshit. They haven't done a game in a long time that's had day one DLC.
They're not Ubisoft.
They're not Ubisoft. Or 2K or Activision. So many other bad publishers right now. Like, EA has actually really cleaned their shit up.
I'll never forgive them. Though. I'll always hate them.
EA?
Yeah. Because they killed Ultima Online.
They killed a lot
Ultima.
Of games.
Yeah, they killed Ultima. They killed Warhammer. I won't forgive them. City of Heroes, I think they had. No, that was NCSoft.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, NCSoft just decided to scrap that. Either way, EA has really cleaned their shit up, though. So he and I were talking about it, and the only thing that Star Wars did, you know, we were talking about the DL-44, paying the extra $10 and getting that at the beginning. I didn't realize how big of an advantage that was.
And maybe it's unfair to say it's an advantage. Maybe those guys are just good. But it feels like a lot of people have the DL-44.
It does, and, you know, it's all the brown handle ones. So yeah. It's all the Han Solo blasters. It's...
That's how you can tell, because our like when we get ours eventually, ours will be silver,
or black or whatever.
Black, whatever it is. Yeah.
So, that's the Han Solo gun.
Uh huh.
God damn it! I really wish I'd spent that extra $10 now.
I kind of do too, but either way, and you know I talk about it. I do want to clarify for those of you listening, everybody gets the DL-44. It's not that people paid an extra $10 and they got the deal. They got an exclusive gun that's the best gun in the game. Everybody gets it eventually. Like at level 25, at rank 25, you can buy the DL-44 and you can use it yourself.
Which I will, because that is my favorite gun in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah.
I think it's ridiculous that they put it as the top gun, because all in all, it's just a blaster.
Right.
Like, technically, some of those other weapons should be better.
Oh, yeah. Like the
E-11. A stormtrooper rifle, should be better than a blaster.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I'll use it till the end
because
of Han Solo.
I mean, until they nerf it, because they've got to. Like, I'm really getting tired of three-shot. Like, it's three shots. Just bam, bam, bam.
Oh, no. Like, Shannon saw this today. I actually got the first three shots. I was using the EE-3 or 13 or whatever.
It was the
EE-3, the three-shot burst.
Yeah. And then,
the
G-11. Like, he turned around. Shot once and I was dead.
It's true. We both stood at it looking at each other like, what the fuck just happened?
I'd have to imagine like there was an explosion nearby or somebody shot you in the back.
Or maybe he had one of the perks that gives him like the charge shot or something.
The explosive shot probably, or it could have done it.
I certainly hope so, because it really, like, I was there. I saw it. I saw Steven get shot one time and die, and I went, what?
Yeah, I could see an explosive shot close range from the DL-44 in the head killing someone in one shot.
There are problems with the game, though, because, again, Steven saw me do this. I was sitting behind a rock, and I threw a thermal detonator, an impact grenade, at a group of enemies. The grenade sailed over the rock and flew towards them, and then I exploded and died.
Well, that's weird.
Yep. No
Did
idea
it say you
why.
Killed yourself?
Yeah.
Yep.
Huh.
Like, the grenade cleared it, and then I died, and...
That's odd.
I have bad luck with grenades in any game I've ever played, and you know that.
I do know that.
Black Ops, I'd throw a grenade, it would just bounce off and land right in front of me, and I'd have to run away.
Couldn't you pick it back up and throw it again?
No, it doesn't have an option to let idiots pick up their own grenades.
Really?
Unfortunately.
I will say, one of the things that I'm having a lot of trouble getting used to with grenades in Star Wars is that you don't have the superhuman arm like you do in every other first-person shooter.
Or you can just toss it a million miles away.
Right. Mm. Like, it's actually like a fairly realistic lob of a grenade, and I'm always disappointed with how short it falls, no matter how high I throw it.
Yeah, because I think I'm going to throw it like way across the map and hit those guys, and it lands halfway there and just blows up nothing.
If you throw it too high, it just blows up in the air because it times out.
I do like that, though. People can't just throw it and then, like, it lands in the few starts.
Yeah, it's not like Nuketown in the first 10 seconds of a match where everyone just starts lobbing grenades.
Yeah, you just see grenades soaring over air.
Let's be fair. You see that in Battlefront. You might as well call it fucking Grenade Front.
In certain maps, definitely, like, the fucking, like, box match on Tatooine at the beginning is just grenades.
Grenades everywhere.
Fortunately, I mean, you only get the one per, like, 15 seconds or something like that, so that mitigates it a little bit. Yeah. Versus Call of Duty, where it's like, you die and you immediately, another grenade, die.
And the game is still fun. Like I said, you can play Call of Duty, but you don't get that experience of, oh my god, we're in the trenches, we're shooting, all of a sudden there's an AT-AT stomping in front of you, TIE fighters buzzing overhead. You don't get that in any other game.
That's really true. That's one of the things that I do like about Battlefront, especially. Like, I can be losing, and just in general, I can still be enjoying the game.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's been me the whole time. You've seen my win ratio. I've been having so much fun with the game.
Call of Duty, I didn't feel that way.
No.
If I went negative Call of Duty, I was just, fuck.
Yeah. And I mean, there have been times in the game where I've gotten really pissed off. Mostly just when the entire enemy team is using DL-44, it feels like.
Yeah,
and
like,
I have 15 deaths in a row to the DL-44. I'm like,
or when they spawn you right in front of two enemies.
Yeah.
That happened to me today.
That happened to me today, too.
Did it?
Yeah. I just spawned, and I was like, I spawned behind a stormtrooper, and I was like, yeah, free kill. And then I got shot in the back because there was another stormtrooper. I was like, son of a.
And it was on Hoth, where they have a slight advantage because they're all white.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they don't make us all shadow troopers on Hoth. Put the Empire on there. That way we can see each other.
I do
smile at me.
I do wonder if it changes the Shadow Trooper at all when you're on Hoth.
No, I played and I saw someone. Just a black black silhouette running against all white.
But that's awesome.
At that point, those players are crazy because that's a level 50 skin.
Yeah. I do wish that
I'm
there
going
were
full
more...
Twi'lek at level 50. I'm just letting you know.
I'm going, there's a Zabrak at level 50.
I saw
50.
That. Yeah.
So, yeah. I do wish that they would let you be. I understand that there aren't alien races that are stormtroopers.
Oh, in the Empire?
Yeah. Which is kind of sad. And then, like, you know, the character select, it seems like all you've got are, you know, the generic stormtroopers, and then you've got the scout trooper and the shadow trooper, and then on the rebel side, you've actually got, like, you know, 10 different aliens you can be once you get rank 50.
And if I remember correctly, scout troopers were only ever used in Return of the Jedi.
Yeah,
on Endor.
Yeah. Because they're the ones that, you know, they're the ones that you see on the suit bikes that just got blown up.
I know we don't want to talk about Battlefront the entire time, but has anyone other than me actually got on a swoop bike and tried to run it?
Yeah.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
Stay off swoop bikes.
Yeah.
Yep.
I hope you like going 1,000,000 miles an hour immediately.
I mean, you can clearly see why the scout troopers blew up and Leia and Luke were the only ones able to fly those things. It
wasn't as easy as they thought it was going to be.
No.
Someone told them Scooty Puff Jr. sucks and they upgraded.
And then, yeah,
that's a Futurama reference.
That is
I know you don't watch that show.
I'm sure some people that are listening watch the show. anyway, yeah, it's a lot of fun, though. A lot of fun. Definitely recommend picking it up if you guys haven't already.
Yes.
It's been my favorite holiday game. And, you know, I did try Halo, Black Ops.
And, hey, if you pick up the deluxe edition and you don't want that blaster, email me at podzilla1985@hotmail.com.
And I'll get it first.
Email me at fuckjessekimble at
doubleh.99.3. Why is it at doubleh.99.3?
Because that's his favorite joke, is the email joke.
Why? I know, but it's fuck Jesse at, that's
at,
rude.
At double H.
You thought Zach was his least favorite cast member. It's actually you.
I believe that.
No. Oh, not filming.
There are so many other cast members to dislike more than you.
Yeah, me.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Moving on.
Yeah, DL-44. Great.
Once we get it.
Cannot wait to get that extra 3 ranks so I can get the deal.
Can't wait to get
I have 10 ranks to go.
Do what?
I'm on my way.
On my way.
Daddy's coming home.
All right. So the big thing that I wanted to talk about, that I really, really wanted to talk about, I'm sure all of you listening to this have seen.
Did we eat up 30 minutes just talking about Battlefront?
24.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
No,
you got to stop inviting me to this fucking show. Like, seriously, there's got to be someone else you can get. No,
not tonight. I mean, I guess I could have gotten Lindsay.
No, she's at home working on Animal Crossing stuff. Yeah, she's sending me updates with pictures. Looks
could've,
good.
Could have gotten Ethan. Now you're more entertaining than Ethan for sure. So, and I'm okay with spending 24 minutes talking about Battlefront. Star Wars deserves an entire hour by itself every week because it's Star Wars.
Yes.
Anyway.
Hey, there was a Steam sale.
There was a Steam sale.
Did you buy anything?
No.
Me neither.
It's like the worst Steam sale in history.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Well, they have Hard West out, and I really want to play that.
There just hasn't been like anything really significant, and then a whole bunch of sellers. Like, it's been a growing problem with Steam sales over the last, and this is one thing I was kind of going to talk about if we needed to fill time, so I guess we can hit it a little bit. It's been a growing trend in the Steam sales where sellers will actually raise the prices of their games right before a Steam sale so they can offer a seemingly larger discount when in reality it's maybe like a 5% discount, but they're advertising like 60% off. And it's been a growing problem, and this season, or this autumn sale, apparently it's the worst it's ever been. So most of the games, like they say 60 or 50, you know, 75% off, and it's really only 10%, 5%, stuff like that.
I've given up on Steam, honestly. I haven't played PC games in a while, and I used to be a PC gamer, but now that all these games have come out for PS4, and we have a group of people that plays PS4, and we play it together, it's just more fun than getting on my computer and not playing with anybody.
Yeah, I mean, Heroes of the Storm is pretty much the only thing on PC that I even kind of play anymore.
I kind of want to go back to World of Warcraft. I always do.
Yeah.
It's just that thing, you know?
Yeah, I mean, every time a new expansion comes out, like, I usually like to play for a month or two.
Because I have so much free time to play it, which is why I haven't gone back to it yet. When I go back, I'll quit this show, and then it'll be yours.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to go to Asa.
If he's sober.
So, well, no.
Tonight he's actually sick. I guess him and Stephanie both were, so they couldn't join us either.
Shout out to Stephanie.
And Asa.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Anyway, Captain America. that trailer hit this last week.
In the interest of fairness, I have still not seen Age of Ultron.
That's fine.
Yeah. I've still not seen Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's not fine.
No.
Have you seen Ant-Man yet?
No.
The fuck is wrong with you?
I have not seen a lot. I've still never seen Man of Steel. That's not that important.
Oh, no, it's really not. Man, I fell asleep. I tried to watch Man of Steel twice. I fell asleep both times.
Oh, I loved Man of Steel.
It was so boring.
No, it... So Captain America. No, I'm not going to get this going.
So, Captain America.
Are you saying Captain America is more boring than Superman?
No, he's trying to change the topic back to Captain America.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because Superman is like a god. But Captain America is just the best soldier that drugs could create.
You know? I'm aware.
Right. So anyway, Captain America, that trailer hit, and boy, oh boy, was it fantastic. Shannon's giving me that blank stare.
No, it looked good. I just, Winter Soldier was great.
I love, like, Winter Soldier is probably my favorite of the Marvel Cinematic Universe right now.
I still hold on to First Class, even though I love Days of Future Past.
That's not Marvel.
That's not Marvel.
Oh, you're talking about the one that they're all together in.
Yes.
You can't count Daredevil, so yeah, probably Winter Soldier.
Yeah, Daredevil, like, of the expanded universe of the Marvel Cinema, or the, because they're technically in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
But they're not in the movies.
Right.
So, and it's not a movie, so you don't really count it.
Yeah, Daredevil and Jessica Jones are both, like, fantastic. Yeah.
I still haven't
good.
Watched Jessica Jones. I need to.
Oh, you really do need to. It's so good. Like, it's easily on par with Daredevil.
The only thing I've watched on Netflix... I haven't even watched anything on Netflix lately. The last thing I watched was With Bob and David, because I'm a big fan of Bob Odenkirk and David Cross. I have not watched Jessica Jones yet. I should probably watch Age of Ultron. I should probably watch Guardians of the Galaxy.
You need to watch Ant-Man. That's been my favorite so
Ant-Man
far.
Ant-Man was great.
That's like, yeah, it's my favorite, like, spinoff movie of the big ones.
That was actually a surprise, like, hit to me. Like, I was, you know, interested in the game, and I was movie. I was cautiously optimistic going into it, and, you know, me, Steph, and Krista went one night, and I ended up loving it. Every part of it was so good. Like, it was a heist movie with comic book characters.
Well, I like Paul Rudd.
Yes.
And I like Michael Douglas.
Yes.
You sold me already.
Yes.
Have you ever seen Paul Rudd go on Conan O'Brien?
No.
He has the same joke he does every time. Where he'll talk about a clip from the movie, and then when they go to the clip, it's a clip from this movie called Mac and Me, where a kid in a wheelchair falls off a cliff and this little alien pops out. And every time he does it to Conan, and I think the last time for Ant-Man, he's like, yeah, I can't do the normal joke anymore because Marvel, the suits want me to show it. And And then they go to the clip, and it's Mac and me. And Conan just goes, God damn it.
Oh, God. That's fantastic. I do love Paul Rudd. Paul Rudd was great. Wasn't it his kid that said the movie was probably going to suck?
Yeah. Like,
well, I mean, it's a movie called Ant-Man.
Yeah.
You know?
And they made it awesome, though. They made it work. Yeah. It was really good. I'd put it in the top five, but I don't think I would say it's my number one.
Oh yeah, it's definitely my number one just because. Well, the second they said Ant-Man, I was down. I was like, all right, cool, that's gonna be different. And they said Paul Rudd, and I was like, all right, I'm in. And then Michael Douglas was like, all right, this is gonna be the best one out of all of them. Like, and I loved it more than Guardians, which was my favorite.
I was gonna make a joke Guardians. That Dalton likes movies where the hero is small, and they celebrate his tininess because of his penis. But then he mentioned Michael Douglas, so now I'm not gonna make that joke.
Huh. I see what you did there. I see what you did there.
Thank you.
It's still ridiculous to me that you haven't seen Guardians of the Galaxy. So I'm going to tell the folks this story here. When Guardians came out, me and Shannon were hanging out, and I loved the movie in theaters. I ended up seeing it twice. It was really, really good. And Shannon never saw it in theaters. I tried to pull him there a couple times. But it comes out on Blu-ray. And they're having a midnight release at Hastings. And I remember, actually, yeah, because Dalton
was
there.
I was there buying my copy.
Yes.
Mm.
He doesn't work there.
No. God damn it.
Nobody would have guessed it until you said that, Jesse.
He doesn't work there.
No, I don't work there.
No, yeah. The other thing you said about Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, that part.
You're
going
to tell the story about me not watching the movie I bought.
So we were there.
I'm winking at him.
So we were there. The two of us showed up at the midnight release. We saw Dalton there. That's one of the first times we ever hung out with Dalton.
That's true.
Yeah. And he's a cool guy. We were talking about Ant-Man and comic books and stuff in general. And then we all bought Guardians of the Galaxy. And we all went home. And I watched it because it's great. And I'm sure Dalton watched it when he got home. And Shannon has still not watched it. Do you still own it?
Yeah.
Is it still wrapped in plastic?
Yeah.
So Friday, whenever I come into the store, we're watching it.
What's really sad about Guardians of the Galaxy is that, and I'm not going to be the hipster that says I was the first one, but I remember of the people I talked to, I feel like I was the first one that was really excited for it. And I kept telling everyone, this is going to be the biggest hit. And everybody was like, well, it's kind of an unknown hero squad. It's not the equivalent of the Justice League or something like that. And I'm not talking about you guys, so don't let me make it sound like I'm telling Jesse, yeah, Guardians is going to be great, and Jesse's like, whatever. But there were certainly people that told me, I don't know if I'm buying into this. And I said, I think it's going to be a sleeper hit because it looks funny and interesting. And then it came out, and I never watched it.
I mean, Chris Pratt.
I was thinking Dave Bautista.
Yeah.
Dave Bautista's performance in that movie is fantastic.
Fucking
fantastic.
I heard so Drax good. Is the best part of the film.
That's what they need to do with Vin Diesel from now parts. On.
Also, Chris Pratt.
CGI him and only let him say five words.
Who?
Vin Diesel.
Oh, Groot.
We are Groot. Ah.
Four words.
Ah. He screamed a few times.
Yeah.
Five.
Does that count?
I'm counting it right now.
Okay.
Five. He was so Captain America.
Oh, yeah. Captain America. That trailer hit. And it's something like one of the big things I wanted to talk about, and I wanted to kind of get everybody's feelings on this. We've talked about it before. On both Marvelous Jesse and Chris and this show, what we think the conflict is going to be about. And we finally got a little bit more information. Something's happening at the end of the table, and I'm getting distracted.
Fine.
I'm
sorry, move along.
It's probably fine.
Anyway, these two.
Can't keep us apart, me and Dalton.
Dalton's touching Shannon in places and smelling things.
Really confused. So, which we're probably going to say... was about the storyline of the movie.
We're trying to figure out the conflict because it's something we've talked about numerous times before.
Oh, I've already figured it out.
We'll get there. We'll get there. It's something we've talked about numerous times before. For those of you that haven't read the comic books or looked into the Civil War storyline in the comics, it was an all-encompassing Marvel event that was about registration.
Completely different.
Yeah.
Couldn't be more different.
Basically a B team of heroes that no one even in the comic books had really ever heard of blow up a small suburb and kill a bunch of kids. Yes.
Can I say something really bad about the comic book?
I thought you were going to make a joke about terrorists.
No. Speedball, or whatever the fuck his name is, turns into Penance. And he has the dumbest fucking ability ever because he like cracks a vertebrae. So now the only time he can use his ability is whenever his spike suit sticks him because he feels... That was the dumbest. I loved Civil War up until that part.
Can I point out something for Civil War that was really awesome?
Yeah.
When they led the Punisher down to join the team.
Oh, that was fantastic.
And he sees the bad guy and immediately shoots him in the face and kills him.
Both of them. There were two of them.
Yeah. Punisher don't play games. No, he's not. Once a bad guy, always a bad guy.
Because, the way the comic book played out then, after that, the government decided that superheroes need to have accountability. So they start this registration act where all masked vigilantes have to register with the government, and it was illegal to, you know, practice your vigilantism otherwise. And, like, obviously it's always been a little illegal, but they started saying, okay, there's so many of you and you're actually helping, so it's cool. And now it, you know, they're trying to make it super legal where S.H.I.E.L.D. would come down on you if you decided you wanted to do masked stuff.
Yeah.
Captain America, even though everybody knew Steve Rogers was Cap, was like, no, that's a terrible idea. You can't do that. That would restrict everybody from doing their jobs.
And put people in danger.
Yes. Yeah. Which is the whole reason for the whole masked identity, is because you don't want people to know who you are, because they, you know, your villains will come after your loved ones, your... You know, come after you.
I think the one that was most affected by it was Spider-Man.
Yes. Yeah.
Because he actually unmasked on live on television, and he had the most to lose.
Yeah.
And he's still unmasked. You know?
Because that was the big point towards Iron Man, who was on the other side of that conflict. Because, you know, Tony Stark was actually pretty transparent from the very beginning, saying, you know, I'm Tony, I'm Iron Man. That's, you know, that's what this is. And, you know, he was all for the registration stuff. He was like, yes, that was a terrible thing that happened. And we really need, you know, accountability among our vigilante friends. And Spider-Man was the biggest surprise addition to Iron Man's team, because up until this point, like, even in the Avengers, it was a pretty well-kept secret who Spider-Man was. Most of the Avengers didn't know Peter Parker was Spider-Man. And so for him to go on public television and say, you know, to the entire world, I'm Spider-Man, like, that was huge, huge deal. And you can't really have that, even though they did say Spider-Man was going to be in Civil War, which I don't know why they didn't show him in the trailer. I'm really kind of sad about that.
I have a theory on that. I'll tell you what I hope happens.
I keep forgetting that this is just a Captain America movie.
Right,
They call it Civil War. I thought Civil War was going to be its own Avengers film.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
But the next Avengers film is going to be the Infinity Gauntlet. Yeah. Or Infinity Wars, I think is what they're calling it.
Like, pretty much... I'm probably jumping ahead, and I'm sorry if I am, but the whole trailer centered around Bucky.
Yes.
It was all about Bucky. And it's like, everything's about Bucky. I don't even see, there was no even point to the Civil War tagline at this point, other than the part where Iron Man fights Bucky and Cap. But you could skip the registration part and just go with the storyline of Bucky did something bad, we want to bring him in, Captain America's his friend and wants to defend him.
Well, they weren't going to bring him in. Like, they said at the beginning of the trailer that those people were there to kill him. Like, they were going to execute him straight up.
See, I don't see... Why would Iron Man support that?
Because
just murdering someone.
In the Winter Soldier, like, Bucky did a lot of bad shit.
Well, yeah.
And over the years, like, he's been, I don't know if they're going to include this in the comic books, or in the movies, rather, but in the comic books, the Winter Soldier was a periodic assassin. Well, yeah, they already said in Winter Soldier.
Yeah, he was a killer. Wall.
Yeah. He's been, like, you know, a major assassin for the Soviets for a long time.
Right.
Which I guess they didn't say it was the Soviets in Civil War. Winter Soldier.
So was Black Widow.
Yeah, but in the Marvel cinematic universe, Black Widow was never an assassin for the Soviets.
No, she was always S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, she's been S.H.I.E.L.D. from the beginning.
And, in the current comic book stuff, he's what Nick Fury was. He's the, like, man on the wall or fly on the wall.
Yeah.
Where, like, he's, like, just going through. Because Nick Fury in the comic books was supposed to kill Spider-Man. And it was the one time he didn't do his job. He was like, oh, I'm going to see how this plays out. And it was Peter Parker.
Hey, why would you ever kill Spider-Man?
Well, it was just the thing, but yeah. I just really like that. I really like the way they're doing it, because I know they weren't going to be able to do the comic book thing. But they definitely, like, there was a moment where they slapped a thing in front of Captain America, and I didn't get to read it. I'll probably watch it again to read it, but it looked like it was the registration stuff.
Well, yeah, because they were talking about, like, heroes needed accountability.
Yeah.
And that's what confused me, because obviously registration isn't a big deal in
any of those
Marvel Cinematic Universe, because everybody knows who they are. Like, the only one, Ant-Man, Spider-Man, and...
Daredevil, but he's not in the movies.
Right.
Nobody knows about Hawkeye. They just know his name's Hawkeye.
He's in S.H.I.E.L.D., Clint Barton.
Yeah, so he's already registered.
No, but nobody... Well, if you looked at the, like... And I was thinking about this, if everybody knows who Hawkeye is, and not just codenamed Hawkeye.
Whoa!
I knew that was going to happen.
That's when you meant to say one thing, but instead said your mother.
But whenever like you see Captain America's team, Hawkeye's on it, that makes perfect sense. After Avengers, Age of Ultron,
he has a family.
Spoilers, yeah. You see his family, so it makes sense on why he doesn't want to register. Because the registration thing.
I've already had the entire movie spoiled, so don't worry about it.
He doesn't want that transparency.
No.
Because I think the world just knows him as codename Hawkeye.
But I don't think they're talking about releasing, and maybe we're wrong. Maybe in the movie they'll explain it, but I don't think they're talking about releasing the info to the general public. They're talking about S.H.I.E.L.D. knowing who all the superheroes are. And if that's the case, they already know that Hawkeye is Clint Barton.
They know he's Clint Barton. Because they even, in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the very first season, they mentioned about Agent Barton and Agent Romanoff.
The original Thor movie, when you see Hawkeye for the first time.
Oh, yeah, they were calling him Agent Barton.
They don't call him Hawkeye. Have they ever called him Hawkeye?
No.
And they've never called Black Widow Black
Widow.
Well,
no, they have actually said codename Hawkeye.
Okay.
They have done that. And I think Black Widow is the same thing. They've done codename Black Widow. But in general, when S.H.I.E.L.D. is referring to them, it's Agent Romanoff and Agent Barton.
Yeah.
Because, in the Thor movie, for sure. Because they were like, where's Agent Barton? He's in the Hawk's Nest. And that's the
S.H.I.E.L.D.,
first like reference.
Isn't S.H.I.E.L.D. dead?
Sort of.
Because the last thing I saw was Winter Soldier, where at the end S.H.I.E.L.D. goes away.
Yeah, in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Coulson has kind of reformed S.H.I.E.L.D.
It's
still running.
But Coulson died at an event. Captain America Winter Soldier, or Civil War. I don't.
What? He died in Avengers.
Yeah, I know.
But did he?
He saw the first Avengers.
Yeah. I don't even know anymore. This reminds me of Star Wars. When I went to go see Episode 3 and General Grievous comes out and he's like, and I'm like, why is he wheezing? Thankfully, Bob had seen the Clone Wars and he told me Mace Windu crushed his chest in the cartoon. But if you didn't watch the cartoon, you wouldn't know that.
I don't remember that happening in the cartoon.
Yeah, Grievous was like a complete badass, and then Mace Windu crushes his chest, and that's why he's wheezing and coughing in the movies. And just like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., if you didn't watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., there's parts of this movie you're not going to get. And that makes me mad.
It's not gigantic plot points. You're missing, like, small things. Because there was a few things that, like, I just kind of gathered from context clues.
But in the future, they're going to do the Inhumans movie. And if you didn't watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., you're probably going to be a little confused about it, because that's been a huge part of it, because isn't, I forget her name in the show.
Daisy?
No, the main girl.
It
used
Sky.
To be something else. Sky.
Yeah.
She's an Inhuman, right?
Yeah.
A.K.A. mutant. Just fucking say it. It's a mutant.
To be fair, Inhumans and mutants have existed long before the whole Fox dilemma.
Yeah.
Like, Inhumans have been around for a long time.
What does the Fox say? Go fuck yourself.
That's... to be fair, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., that's what a lot of people are complaining about Age of Ultron. The last episode of the season of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., of that season anyway, led right into Avengers Age of Ultron. And that's actually, they figured out where that base was, and they gave the necessary people that information. So then the Avengers go to town on that base, and that's where they first, discover the twins and everything else.
The twins.
Yeah.
I knew their dad in another life.
So that's where they were. And it's one of those things, like, it's a nice little bit of extra information, so now you know why they're there, but it's not a necessary thing. Like, you can get along just fine without seeing it.
Everybody looked at me for a second, I thought, oh god, I missed something.
What? What? We were still talking about your shit with, like, you didn't like the...
Oh, I browned out.
You son of a bitch.
I browned out that night.
You were talking about Star Wars Episode 3, Grievous, cartoon.
Yes.
Made you upset because you didn't know that tiny plot point.
Mace Windu.
Anyway...
The trailer looked awesome.
The trailer did look awesome. I'm really excited about the trailer.
They did show Black Panther.
Oh. They did show Black Panther.
Yes, they briefly. Did.
Very Bad. Briefly.
Still quick enough to get a boner. my dick was so hard during this whole trailer. It was just, at one point after another, I remember, because it released at a very obscure time. It was like 11:50 at night whenever I got to watch it, and it was right when it released.
Yeah, because it was Jimmy Kimmel got the exclusive airing.
Good job for Jimmy Kimmel. He got a pool there. But I was in bed, and I saw it on Facebook, and I was like, oh, no, I'm not going to sleep yet, babe. I got to watch this. And she would try to say something to me. She didn't know I was watching. I didn't tell her. And I was like, shut up. This is like, I need to watch this. She understood. It's fine. It's probably fine.
Jimmy Kimmel also got the original Guardians of the Galaxy trailer.
Really?
He was the one that put it out. Because I remember when they released it, everybody thought it was a joke. They were like, this is the real trailer. No, this is the movie. But it's funny. It's what it is. It's Chris Pratt. What do you expect?
Oh, Chris Pratt is awesome.
He makes everything funny except Jurassic World.
Why does Jimmy Kimmel have his own show?
Uh-oh. No, you're thinking of Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon, that's right.
No, you're thinking of both.
Yes.
I love Jimmy probably. Fallon.
The only thing Jimmy Kimmel ever did that I really liked was after Jay Leno took back the Tonight Show from Conan, he made the mistake of inviting Kimmel on to answer questions, and Jimmy Kimmel just tore him apart about it. I mean, he made him look awful on his own show. Like, it made you wonder why they thought that was a good idea.
I never saw that.
Oh, you have to see it. It's embarrassing. Like, it's so awkward.
Fantastic.
We'll watch it after this.
Okay, right, fair sounds enough. Good.
But yeah, no, like, Jimmy Fallon, I hate Jimmy Fallon.
As we all do.
I can't stand Jimmy Fallon.
Good news, he might coke and booze himself to death soon, so.
Woo!
I mean, oh, that's a tragedy.
I'm the only one that likes Jimmy Fallon in this group.
Tanner also likes Jimmy Fallon, so.
Finally someone with some fucking sense.
Yeah. Yep, good company there.
Yeah.
I mean, are you going to be against us in a fight?
He thinks you got a real pretty mouth.
If he's on my team, I don't care.
I'm not afraid of Tanner. I think I could take him. Tanner and I have talked about this before.
It's, you know what? It would be like that scene. Let me tie this back together. It would be like the scene from the trailer where Jesse and I are just pounding on Tanner. I'll let you be Captain America because I've never been a huge Captain America fan. Yeah, I'll be Bucky.
I'm okay with that.
I'm a Russian killer anyway.
I don't like where this is going because I watched the end of the thing when he's holding War Machine.
So you're War Machine.
Damn it. Nobody likes my stories. I get my chest blown up in the new movie. Fuck.
So,
and then if War Machine dies, I forget who said it. I think it may have been Steph. But she said if War Machine dies, she's going to be super pissed.
There's no way he would die.
There's no way they would kill off Don Cheadle. Nobody said James Rhodey. Say Don Cheadle. But at the same time, if they do kill him off and they showed the scene in the trailer and when we go to see it, he's dead, I'm going to be pissed.
Because that's a big moment.
That's like Terminator Genesis where they showed that John Connor was the new Terminator. Why would you put that in the trailer?
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
Because that's a big plot point.
And How to Train Your Dragon 2.
I was about to bring that one
up.
Imagine if Empire Strikes Back at the end of the trailer, Vader's just like, Luke, I am your father.
Shit!
Because that's, you know, huge plot point.
Like the biggest plot twist in the history of cinema, in my opinion.
One of them.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's there.
Yeah.
I can't think of an example to top it, so.
Sixth Sense.
No.
No.
Nah.
No, you can't name Shyamalama Dick or anything like that.
Shyamalama Dick. So, I collect the Marvel Select movie figures of like all the Avengers ones since I started collecting, and I got the Falcon from Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
God, I want them to make the new suit. That new Falcon suit is awesome. Sexy. Yeah, I love that new suit so much.
It's very Captain America themed.
Yeah.
So good.
What I want to happen is after this, we just get rid of Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans and then have Falcon or Bucky be Cap.
No.
And then have, well, maybe not, and then have Rhodey be Iron Man. Just get, because they're all going to get too expensive at this point because they still have to get like everybody in.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one of the things I want it to kind of be like how the new Avengers, it's more like Falcon is Captain America. Or the new Captain America, at least.
Honestly, like, I don't think budget is a big deal for these guys.
Not anymore. I mean,
Disney has it. And
Disney's just making bank every movie.
Right.
Now.
Between, like, every single Marvel movie they release is, you know, a multi-million-dollar success.
Star Wars.
And then they've got Star Wars coming up.
And I think they do animation at some point.
Sure.
Sometimes.
Let's make $1 billion in the summer, make another billion at Christmas.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what Disney's been doing. So I don't think budget getting these guys back is ever going to be a problem.
And I want to argue with you for a second about your point. This will never happen. But I sent this to Jesse a year ago, 2 years ago. I wrote an article for Blogzilla 1985. So kids, go read it. Where my argument is that the Punisher should be the next Captain America. He should be, because Captain America represented what America was at the time. Red, white, and blue, everyone's patriotic, that kind of stuff.
Rock, flag, and eagle.
Yeah, rock, flag, and eagle. But who better represents America now than the Punisher? Kill people, don't ask questions, just murder people that do wrong. Everyone kills everybody. The Punisher would be the best Captain America. But they'll never do it.
But, well, I mean, that's also the thing. Like, that's not really what they want to portray America as. It worked with
Let's
Punisher.
Let's not be honest.
Exactly.
That's what you're saying.
Exactly. Because they want... Back when Punisher came out, you know, that was the age of the anti-hero.
Yeah.
And that's why he was so successful and so popular, and he's remained that way because he's a badass character.
He does not... Do you see all the fucks he didn't give?
He doesn't afraid of anything. Because that was also one of my favorite moments from the comic book. Basically, Cap gets these two to finish off that little like snippet for you folks out there. Cap gets these two bad guys to help out with, you know, the anti-registration stuff. Because he's got a whole base of operations going underground. They bring in Punisher on it because there's nobody better at getting in and out of places than the Punisher. So Punisher comes down and sees these two villains. He knows they're villains. Bam, bam.
Just kills him. Just right off the down. Bat. Which then Captain America beats the shit out of him.
Yep.
And he never fights back. Because he respects him too much.
Yes.
Also, I want to point out that we literally have an audience. Billy is just sitting in his chair eating candy, watching the show. My favorite quote from yesterday was Ethan goes, "Aren't you diabetic?" And Billy goes, "I don't care."
When he was eating chocolate.
Yes. He was just eating chocolate.
Billy doesn't afraid of anything.
Billy doesn't afraid of dying at an early age.
That's so mean. Anyway, moving back to Captain America.
So how do we think Spider-Man is going to get introduced? Because I have what I want to happen.
The secret scene at the end.
Yes, post-credit scene.
That's what
absolutely.
I want. Yep. So I want it to be like...
And what a bullshit move that'll be. Because people are going to go to see Spider-Man.
Or they could do like how like Godzilla did with the 1998 or whatever version. The Godzilla movie that was released before 2000. They had so many like trailers about the movie, but they never actually showed Godzilla. You actually had to go see the movie.
Yeah.
Maybe they would do that with Spider-Man.
I think they were doing the same thing with Star Wars with Luke Skywalker, because we know he's in it. Mm-hmm. They showed that one clip where he puts his hand out and he's talking. They haven't said a single thing about it.
Yeah, they've explicitly stated they're avoiding talking about it. Yeah. And I really do like they've been very anti-spoiler and showing big moments in that Star Wars movie.
Oh,
like all the trailers.
It's a month away. Oh my god.
Less than a month. It's December 18th versus 16th.
I legitimately might tear up right here and cry because I am.
What?
Star Wars.
I know. I'm really, really excited. And we had, you bet your bottom dollar that we are going to do a Star Wars pre-show and post-show for Nerd Up.
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
Are we planning on doing that Friday night? Going to see it?
If you don't invite me to that one, I'll be here anyway. I'll bring my own mic.
Shane will go out and buy another overpriced microphone at Hastings, and he'll plug that shit in.
I'll sit next to you at a separate table and record my own show while you guys are talking.
It's just Shannon and I.
Just Shannon.
Oh, never mind.
Because you're going to be on the show.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be invited to that one.
Yeah, you're.
So I hope they introduce Spider-Man. Like, it's the post-credit scene. We have Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and Daredevil, because those are the three defenders that we have so far, because they haven't done Iron Fist yet. And they're, like, cleaning up New York, because that's the one thing they never fucking include in all these. They fuck up New York every goddamn movie, and nobody cleans it up. You know it has to be the street-level heroes.
Or the bad guys. In the Daredevil show, they were the ones cleaning up the city after the incident.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah.
So you have Daredevil and Jessica Jones just, like, trying to, like, thwart off some thugs. And then Spider-Man comes in, and Daryl will just be like, "Where the fuck have you been for the last 2 years?" Like, just be like, "Where the fuck? Like, we've been calling you. We've been trying to get a hold of you. You're not picking up your phone. What the fuck?"
But you got to remember, they're doing Origin, aren't they?
No.
No.
Nobody knows Spider-Man at this point.
No. They've explicitly stated several times.
You need to watch Ant-Man. Because there's a great scene in Ant-Man where, like, the best friend of Ant-Man's talking to somebody. He's like, "Oh, yeah, I know a guy that climbs up on walls, that can crawl on walls." And so they just flat out said they know Spider-Man.
Yeah, basically, they've also explicitly stated this is not going to be another origin story.
Thank God. Spider-Man just flies in. Everybody said, "Oh, it's Spider-Man."
At this point, Spider-Man has been Spider-Manning for like 2 years.
Yeah,
I think is what they said.
I'll buy it.
So
that's where I really want that scene, just for like Daredevil to be like, "The shit, where have you been? You've been somewhere else."
But I mean, by the time Civil War comes out, like, Jessica Jones will have not been a street-level hero for very long, because in the actual, like, a minor spoiler, they're not doing the whole Jewel thing for the Netflix series. Like, they hint at it in the Netflix series, like, that she was going to do it, but she just never does. Which, for those of you that don't know a whole lot about Jessica Jones, she was, in the original series that she came out in, she was first Jewel, this bubbly, happy, pop star-looking superhero that could sort of kind of fly and had superhuman strength and a little bit of tough skin. And then here comes Kilgrave or the Purple Man, and that just completely fucks shit up. And post Purple Man is actually where the Netflix series starts, and it kind of goes like right along in that story, but it just excludes the whole Jewel bit.
Yeah.
So anyway, what my point to that was, they haven't been here. By the time the Civil War comes out, I don't think that they will have been anything long enough for us to see them hanging out with Daredevil.
Ah, damn it. Well, that would be a great scene, though. Just for them
plus,
to be like,
Daredevil, he beat up a couple thugs. That was basically it. You know, it's like,
somebody's got to be the street level.
I'm just saying.
Well, yeah, I mean, then that was the point of the Defenders. Like, they were the street level heroes.
I mean, if you're a bad guy, you stay out of Hell's Kitchen. You can take on the rest of the state. You stay out of that 6-block radius, you're done.
You come in there, you got to answer to Luke Cage, Iron Fist, Jessica Jones, and Daredevil.
So yeah, you stay out of that.
Just the low Avengers, like, they still fuck you right the fuck up. There's no shield throwing with them. You're going to get punched in the mouth.
You'd think villains would learn to just stay out of that one city.
But one block.
But clearly, clearly, if you've watched Batman, you know that that's not true.
Nope.
All villains flock to the one city Batman lives in.
Why don't we go to Bloodhaven? Oh, fuck.
Why don't we go to the West Coast? I don't think Batman's over
there.
Let's
go to Star City. let's go to Coast. Fuck.
Let's go to Mexico. We could live like
Metropolis,
kings.
Maybe? No.
No. Jesse and I had the thing where we always said, if you take Superman out of Metropolis and put him in Gotham, take Batman out of Gotham and put him in Metropolis, see who does better. Because Gotham will be the brightest fucking city you've ever seen.
Batman is so depressed.
Because, yeah, I mean, that's always the thing we've talked about with, like, the difference in the villains.
Yeah.
Because, like, Batman's rogues gallery is actually, like,
just criminals. You
know, yeah, it's criminals. Relative to Superman, it's actually realistic. Because there's no small-time crime or very little small-time crime in Metropolis, because you don't do petty crime in a place with Superman.
Where a guy can just fly around and swoop you up in 2 seconds.
Yeah, it's like, you get out of the bank, and you're like, ha-ha, gonna get away with this one, ha-ha-ha. And then Superman's just on top of you. Like,
I imagine Superman, and within an hour, Gotham is the safest city in the world. And meanwhile, in Metropolis, Batman goes, okay, who's first? Well, there's this guy, Darkseid, if you want to take him on.
Fuck. So who's Darkseid again? Well, he's a god of his own realm. Really?
Then later you've got Apocalypse, or what was it?
Apocalypse. That was a guy.
And Brainiac, and like, good
fucking
god.
Doomsday.
Doomsday,
oh,
too,
and
yeah.
Then Doomsday's here at 12
Bony
o'clock.
Yeah, Bony Hulk. Doomsday tore up Superman. Like,
oh, yeah, so Batman wouldn't have a good time. You better bring some extra Batarangs.
He's going to be calling it Nightwing, all the Robins, Teen Titans.
Go.
And then eventually he's just going to call Superman, like, look, I'm sorry.
Come back.
Please.
Here's the ring back. I don't want it anymore.
Yeah. And you know, that being said, I still like Batman a lot more than Superman. But this is just kind of showing the dichotomy of the heroes in the DC universe.
You can like Batman more than Superman. That's fine. Batman's a more interesting character.
Yes.
But you also have to admit that Superman would wreck Batman in a fight. I don't fucking care, Dylan. Superman would wreck Batman in a fight.
Well, see, and this is always the argument, like, and the compromise that I've come to is that if you give Batman, just because of, you know, the power of plot is always on his side, if you give Batman 12 hours to prepare, then he will beat Superman in a fight. He's done it before. He'll do it again. But if Superman just decides, you know
it's
what? I'm going to wreck Batman's shit right now. Then he'll just show up. And Batman will be like, hey, what's up, Clark? Oh, is that my heart in your hand? That's unfortunate.
Where'd you take that?
I've always said, Superman just flies up into space and nukes the planet with his fucking eyes.
Oh, yeah, but see, if you get Batman 12 hours to prepare, he's created this giant, like, mirror.
He has. He has the money for it. The money and the know-how.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's one of those things. If you give Batman 12 hours to prepare, he's going to win because that's a superpower. He always wins.
And that's the thing. A lot of people try to give me that argument. It's like, well, what if he doesn't have time to plot? Like, well, then he'd be Daredevil. He'd be a different character because he always knows. That's Batman. He's no. Batman's God. That's how he wins.
Who would win? All right, you know what? Screw Batman versus Superman. How much time we got left?
We got about 5 minutes.
All right, let's just say this. Who would win in a fight? Batman versus Daredevil?
Batman.
Would he? Because Daredevil is not only as good as Batman, he also has, like, perfect hearing and sight and can predict everything you're going to do.
But see,
and
here's the thing. If
And I'm talking about just a one-on-one fight. Just a bare-knuckle brawl. Who would win?
Basically, I think Batman would survive long enough to figure out how Daredevil is anticipating and seeing his movements. and realize that he's, you know, can't see, so he'll base it on his senses. Then Batman pulls out some bullshit thing that, like, makes this concussion blast. That, or, like, this high-pitched thing, like, that'll, you know, something that'll screw with his hearing.
Yeah.
And then Daredevil will be at Batman's mercy.
I still think, I don't know, Daredevil's pretty awesome. That series made him so overpowered.
If Daredevil could finish the fight before Batman could figure out what's going on, like, that's just, I think that's what it has to come to. Daredevil has to finish it quickly. If he can, then he wins. If the fight goes on too long, Batman will win.
Who would win in a fight between Daredevil and the Punisher? Stay tuned to Daredevil Season 2 to find out.
Oh, I'm really excited about it.
So hard for that, too.
Oh, man, I want Punisher to happen. I need these Netflix series to come out faster.
Yes.
Because I'm tired of waiting so long.
Or slow down when you're watching the series.
Yeah, that's what I do. I haven't even finished off Daredevil.
I can't do this. I need chocolate milk. I
have to marathon it. Like, I think, like, with Jessica Jones, I was like, I remember what I did with Daredevil. I watched the entire series in, like, a period of 36 hours, which is amazing because...
He smelled awful.
I just want to point that out. I showered. Who says I didn't shower?
He hooked his phone up, put a life proof case on it.
Yeah. Oh, no, sir. I didn't watch that outside of my 55-inch HD television in the dark.
Huh. Wow. His new car, his 55-inch TV.
Mine's 60.
Yeah. He has a bigger TV than I do.
He was so happy when he got it, too.
What's that, Steven?
I was saying I have a new car.
He has a new car, too.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's and I thought I was gonna do the same thing with Jessica Jones. It's like, I'm gonna pace myself. I did. I lasted two more days.
I was gonna guess 48 hours instead of 36.
It took me a total of just under 5 days after it came out for me to have it finished.
Yes. I gotta watch it. I haven't watched a single thing about it yet.
It's really, really good. Like,
I love David Tennant in it.
Have you finished it?
I haven't finished it. I just seen one
David
episode.
Tennant's Purple Man.
Oh, he's Kilgrave?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Have you not heard about that?
No, I didn't know he was Kilgrave.
Oh, yeah, and he's fantastic as Kilgrave. Yeah, his performance as Kilgrave is probably one of the best in the show.
I really want to see Luke Cage, too, because I've always liked Luke Cage. Yeah.
The guy they got for Luke Cage is great,
he's a hero
too.
For hire.
He is. And in the show, okay, the guy that got to play him put on 80 pounds of muscle in the months leading to filming.
That's awesome.
Dear Lord. Did not wait for Iron Fist.
I was going to say, Iron Fist isn't in it, right?
No.
Are there? What about, like, Misty Knight? Is she going to be in it, or is she in it right now?
No. Oh, right. They introduce Patsy Walker is in it, Hellcat, yeah. Though she's not really Hellcat yet, I guess, but I'm assuming she's going to be. She kind of takes the place of Miss Marvel as Jessica Jones' best friend in the Marvel Universe.
Mm.
Then, there's Kilgrave, Luke Cage. There aren't really many other, like, big names, though. Someone they're believing is going to be, oh, God, what's his name? Nuke, I think. I think that's his name. Basically, dude that, like, takes medication, gets real angry, like, punches shit. Either way, he's in the show. Anyway, all right, guys, I think that's gonna do it for now. Thanks, so Shane. The moral of the story: play Star Wars Battlefront. Check out Jessica Jones.
Watch Guardians of the Galaxies if you haven't yet.
Watch Age of Ultron. Watch Ant-Man.
Watch that Civil War trailer
multiple times.
Watch Days of Future Past.
And spoilers and trailers suck.
Yes. Spoilers and trailers suck.
Yes, they do.
All right. Everyone, have a good one.
Later.
Bye.